W Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Chad Robison. Topping our report this hour, in case you missed it, a 15th New Jersey corrections officer is now being indicted on misconduct and conspiracy charges in a series of inmate assaults. A grand jury has indicted Sergeant Matthew Fishan of Hackettstown on charges which also include tampering with public records and aggravated assault at the Edna Mahan Correctional Facility for Women. Fighting back against warehouse sprawl, New Jersey is considering the creation of $1 million pilot program that will give towns more freedom to update their zoning rules.
A lot of towns have been caught soft-footed on unstable ground with the boom of warehouses.
Ed Potosnik with the New Jersey League of Conservation Voters says with some financial help, towns can easily mark where warehouses can and cannot be built. A Maryland man charged with attempted murder has been arrested in New Jersey. Reese Wetzel is accused of stabbing his 23-year-old twin sister during an argument in Ellicott City, Maryland, and then stealing her car and fleeing to Jersey. Edison police saying they arrested him Sunday evening after a high-speed pursuit that ended on I-287 in Mahwah, less than 3 miles from the New York state border. Next month is a big milestone for The Sopranos as the series debuted 25 years ago. Stephen Gorelick, director of the New Jersey Motion Picture and Television Commission, says the show remains a fan favorite for good reason.
It is 100% an iconic series and a landmark series. I mean, The Sopranos revolutionized television. Absolutely. I don't think there's any debate about it.
He says New Jersey was the main character in the show based on creator David Chase's roots here. For a list of real-life Soprano spots to visit, head to our website, nj1015.com. The year's biggest movie is coming to the Max streaming service this month and will be available with a unique feature. Warner Brothers announcing Barbie will be available to stream on Max starting December 15th. Also hitting the streaming service that day will be Barbie with ASL, featuring an American Sign Language performer. Barbie earned more than $1.4 billion at the global box office, making it Warner Brothers' highest grossing film ever. New Jersey News brought to you by the CSI Group Law Firm. Workplace discrimination, harassment, wrongfully terminated, or not receiving the wages you deserve? Don't suffer in silence. The experts at CSI Group Law Firm will take action. Visit fightforyourrights.com or call 732-704-4020. Will it be a mild week for the Garden State? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
Every holiday season, New Jersey 101.5 collects teddy bears for the New Jersey PBA. We call them Feel Better Bears, and you can help NJ Police make kids feel better during emergencies with a teddy bear to hug. To find your closest bear drop-off location or buy a bear online, visit our app or nj1015.com. Thanks to our sponsors, All American Auto Group, Rob Dukansky of RE/MAX First Advantage, and Trinity Rehab. This holiday, give a child in need a Feel Better Bear. And thanks from all of us at New Jersey 101.5. Bill Spadia. Unconventional. Uncommon. Undeniable. Weekday morning, 6 to 10 on New Jersey 101.5.
The opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Early clouds and maybe a shower tonight, mainly in the northwest hills. Then some clearing overnight. Lows will be down into the low and mid-30s. Now tomorrow we'll start with some sunshine, but clouds will increase over the course of the day. And it will be a little bit chillier than recent days. High temperature tomorrow will be in the mid-40s. Considerable cloudiness for tomorrow night. Lows will be in the low to mid-30s. And then for Wednesday, times of clouds and sunshine. Can't rule out a sprinkle or flurry. Most areas will be dry, though, with highs in the low 40s. And a chilly day on Thursday with clouds and sunshine. High temperatures near 40, but we'll have a big warm-up late in the week. High temperatures back into the 50s for Friday and the weekend, and some spots may even touch 60 or even get past 60 by the time we get to Sunday, although we'll see some rain by then. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
Union 48, Long Branch 46, Vineland 44. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.